chop. Pork chop.
Pork chop.
Yeah,
I haven't heard that before.
Oh, you never heard that before?
What a proper intro.
That's Pork Chop's theme song. So it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and Pork Chop. I mean, I guess you can explain yourself, but bottom line, we want you to call in 833-563-2539 after he does some explaining here, and let us know what you think about this. Is this going too far? Even Mackenzie, who knows the story, is not supporting Pork Chop, which I think might be a first ever situation.
I know, I always have my boys back, always Chops, but I just don't know if this was the right move. I'm going to say it's not.
Okay, well, here's what happened.
Okay.
As we know, I was in a relationship for 7 years.
Yes.
And I am now single, and I have been single for about a month and a half, 2 months now. So I want to date, right? I mean, if you're locked in for 7 years, that's what you want to do. You want to date. So I've been dating. I met someone that I like. You like, I'm already getting
dating.
Defensive.
Yes.
I'm allowed to date. So it's okay to date.
So I met someone that I was pretty interested in. I'm not going to say any names just to, you know, protect everyone involved. So...
Because there's multiple people involved.
Everyone involved.
So there was someone that I was, you know, really interested in. And then I feel like either that person just wasn't as interested or maybe life just happened. You know, people get busy, things happen. And I needed to know, which was it? Did life happen? Did life get busy?
Why?
Because, like I said, I'm dating, and I've wasted 7 years of my life, and I don't want to waste time anymore. I'm 30.
No, hold on a second. Not to get off track, but where were you meeting these people at?
Grindr.
You just set him up for that.
Stupid.
He just wanted to play that.
So dumb. Okay, so.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah. So, basically, I needed to know, was this person not interested in me anymore, or did life just happen and get busy? So, what I did was... I didn't want to reach out to that person, so I reached out to that person's friend, and I was like, hey,
a little bit creepy there, brah.
Hope all is well. Don't tell blah blah that I'm messaging you, because that's just embarrassing.
Which but they totally did.
I just wanted to ask you, is it safe to assume that blah blah is not interested? He doesn't reach out as much anymore, and when I try, I feel like I might get a small response. And then she wrote back a week later, last night.
Was a like, week later?
She was one like, week later?
I'm sorry, I just opened this, and yeah, he likes you, and what did she say? More than I've ever seen him like a person before. And I'm just like, I don't know. So I don't know. You guys are saying what? I shouldn't have
reached
out.
I'm saying if he wanted to reach out to you, he would.
Yes. If you want something, you go for it. It's pretty easy. It's pretty obvious.
But me reaching out like to the friend though, it's
like desperate.
Is thirsty.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I thought it was a very like nice thing to do.
It's sweet. But first of all, don't think that the friend didn't immediately go to that friend. Guy and say, hey, guess who just reached out on your behalf?
I promise I won't share anything.
Well, it's obviously too late at this point now because here we are talking about it, but I don't know. I just feel like I've got a lot of love to give. I wasted 7 years of my life. I just want to make sure I find the right person.
Now,
you know?
Have you heard from the dude that you wanted to get a response from?
Yeah, we talked a little bit.
What did he say? Did he reference you reaching out to the friend?
No.
Did he reach out to you initially after you reached out to his friend? Or was it you again? Don't tell me it was you again. No! You text him after you reached out to the friend, then you followed up and you text the guy.
You know, I think I'm just going to delete dating apps.
833-563-2539.
Look, watch, deleting.
Well, no, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, right. Error. Cannot delete app.
This was a bad move. So not only you reached out to the friend, then you reached out again to the guy after reaching out numerous times. Chops, you're too good for that.
Please, reach out numerous times.
Will somebody listen, speak into this man's ear.
You don't want to waste time, yet you're wasting time on a guy who isn't giving you the time of day. You're wasting time.
Well, I said I don't know that. Life could just be...
Yeah, Pork Chop, why do you make excuses for everything in your life?
Because we don't actually know the answer.
Everybody, here's the thing. Everybody's busy. Nobody is too busy. Everybody has a million things going on. That's not an excuse.
Okay.
If he wanted to be with you, he would.
I think you need to watch a movie, He's Just Not That Into You.
Which is about Pork Chop.
And use that as a crash course
babe, I love you to death, but it sounds like he's just not that into you. You want someone who's going to move mountains to be with
yes.
you, and this guy clearly is not.
He just likes the attention because yeah. you're talking about him on the radio.
And you want someone who's obsessed with you and is like thirsty to talk to you and know how your day was and just wants to be around you and hear your voice.
Yeah, I don't know.
You deserve that.
You go, and no, and it means you don't like what you're hearing. I've learned that about you. 833-563-2539. He doesn't want to hear what we're saying. Does that sound familiar? But maybe your voice, your reason, your opinion might actually get through to Porkchop. 833-563-2539. Why are you looking all upset?
What? I don't think you even really, honestly, I don't think it's this guy. I feel like it's because you can't have him and he's not giving you attention. That's why you want his attention. If he was all about you, you'd be like, meh.
Does give me, like, attention. Like, we talk.
It doesn't sound like it.
I don't, maybe I'm just crazy. I don't know.
I think it's a combination of all of that.
I think you deserve more. You deserve the best. Don't settle for this guy.
833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. So is it deleted? No, it's still there. Tried a little remix there. Did not work. Good morning. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Producer Pork Chop is the topic of discussion this morning at 833-563-2539. And we need you to call in because he's getting more hostile. He's getting angrier.
He's getting upset. And it's like a tough love situation because we want the best for him and we love Pork Chop. We just don't want him to appear desperate because this guy kind of doing the slow fade. And so Pork Chop can't accept it. So tracks down this guy's friend, expresses his feeling to the friend, who's like, oh, I won't say anything, who definitely said something to the guy.
I mean, the bottom line question is, producer Porkchop crazy?
Look, honestly, I just think I'm being romantic, I'm being sweet, I'm showing that I care, I don't want to waste my time anymore.
But you are wasting your time.
But it's not your boyfriend.
But I know that. That's, I'm just trying to, like,
that's when you're romantic and sweet.
Okay.
Do you know how this works?
Yeah.
Did 7 years ruin your idea of dating?
Maybe. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay, I think you're broken, but it's all right. We'll take you in all your pieces.
I just feel like there's no time for flakes. There's no time for people who won't put in for the effort to be with you. So it's like you are wasting time by even still thinking about
even
this guy.
Even though we don't know the other person's situation?
Why do you make excuses for, like,
I'm not making excuses.
Things.
That's one of my big things has always been. There's two sides to every story, and it's not fair to assume someone
times,
else's story.
How many times in your life, let's just focus on you only,
okay.
has the other side that you tried to give time for actually been a legit thing?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, but you never know.
Oh, he doesn't have 2 seconds to send a text message like, hey.
That's bull crap. That's bull.
He has.
So, but why doesn't he?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Tommy, let's go to Tommy this morning. Hey, what's going on, Tommy? What'd you want to say? Is Porkchop crazy?
I don't think Pork's crazy. I think Porkchop has just been in a 7-year relationship and doesn't necessarily know how to, like, date anymore, which is cool. Which is totally cool. But I just wanted to say, like, I do the same thing as that guy is doing to him sometimes. Like, but that means that I really don't want to talk to somebody and I'm too nice to say it. Like, I don't want to be rude and I don't want to hurt their feelings.
So you do the slow fade. You just kind of...
Yeah, and Porkchop, Tommy, I don't know if you've had any Grindr DMs with him or anything like that before, but no, seriously.
Grinding.
Porkchop is notorious with being so sweet and so kind. He says, like, all these lovey-dovey things where you feel guilty just, like, saying no. You read your text messages to us. We
so
know what
rude.
You're saying. It's the truth. Why does the truth have to be rude?
I don't know. Okay,
truth
I guess.
Hurts.
Hey, Tommy,
says
thank
myself.
You for calling in and being honest. You really should thank Tommy because Tommy could be like the person you're dealing with.
I don't know. Maybe.
Tommy's
maybe.
Not a bad guy, but just saying, like, I really struggle to say, hey, not into you.
This is what I've discovered. You treat people, or you teach people how to treat you. So if you're saying, oh, this is okay, this is acceptable, that's just, this guy's just going to keep on dropping little breadcrumbs for you.
And he's like, hey, free food, I'll take it. Malik, hey, good morning. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Do you think Porkchop's crazy with all the stuff he's doing?
I don't think he's crazy, but like, going back to what Tommy said, like, yeah, I mean, granted, I've always been on the other end of the situation, so it's kind of like, just like Porkchop, yeah, I have all this love to give, you know, whatever. And it's sort of like once I start realizing it, it's like I say to myself, why am I wasting my time worrying about the other person when clearly they're not worrying about me, if that makes sense.
It does make sense.
I mean, I don't know if it's clearly.
No, it is pork chop. You just don't see it.
Let go of those that let you go.
Let it go. Yeah. Let him go.
Oh, my gosh.
He doesn't want you anymore.
You know what's going to happen? You move on with your life. You focus on you, your job, your other thing, and then he's going to want you back, and he's going to come running after you. I'm telling you, it's going
to
happen.
Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Katie this morning at 833-563-2539. Katie, pork chop's obviously crazy, right? He needs to kind of back off.
No, I don't think Pork Chop is crazy at all. I think the idea behind what Pork Chop did kind of makes sense. It's smart to sort of protect yourself. But in my opinion, I think it would have been better to confront the guy instead of the friend.
Okay.
Because what the worst that could happen is that he says, oh, no, I don't have time, or, you know, give you some BS excuse. But in that way, at least you have your answer from him. And you don't have to sort of navigate what his friend is saying and her motive.
Katie, you know? Do you think that Pork Chop, because this is my opinion here, Mackenzie, you can chime in too. Do you think that Pork Chop was afraid to get the actual answer from the horse's mouth? That's why he went to somebody else?
No.
I asked Katie. I didn't say Pork Chop.
Maybe, and that's fine. But, you know, again, it's sometimes just better to get it from the person. And I think maybe Pork Chop was afraid of looking crazy and saying it to him, so he went to his friend, even though we kind of know the friend probably, you know, blew his cover.
What do you think, Mackenzie?
I want to ask Pork Chop, what are you going to do now? Are you done? No more texting this guy. No more calling this guy. Let him come to you.
That'll never happen.
I don't know. Maybe
no!
Is there? We should get a professional analyzer to analyze like my text messages and see.
It's pathetic, okay?
Yes,
listen.
Yes, you're in his back pocket. He's just like, oh, when he feels like it, when he's lonely, maybe he'll drop you a hey. You don't want to be that guy that's just sitting around waiting for a breadcrumb.
Well, secretly he does, though.
Because he's got stuff to do.
He keeps on coming back and back. Maybe there's some people that are calling you could talk to off air, and they can give you their advice because they've probably been in the same position. Or if you want to DM us, Radio Now AM Show, Pork Chop can check all those out. So.
You know what? By wasting your time on this guy, you're blocking the next Mr. Amazing that could walk into your life that would actually be worth your time and energy.
I don't know.
He does not want to hear it.
Grindr deleted.
Yeah, right. Grindr could never be deleted off your phone.
Grinding.
All right, we're going to let Pork Chop wrap this up and just say goodbye.
Time to run inside.
Okay. Thank you, Pork Chop. Hey, coming up next, we've got Dare Dice. Last week, we never thought it could happen, but I ruled a one. Who will do it next? You can actually watch live on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show.